Well, I'm joined now by Dennis Kyle, PhD. Dr. Kyle's with the University of Georgia, and he does a lot of research on parasites, and including Naegleria fowleri. Dr. Kyle, welcome.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Nice to finally meet you. Last time we spoke in 2016, you were at the University of South Florida in Tampa, and we talked about Naegleria fowleri research then. Now you're at Georgia. What's the Kyle lab working on when it comes to drugs for Naegleria fowleri?
Well, first of all, our lab is focused primarily on drugs for parasitic diseases, and we've been working on Naegleria fowleri and the other pathogenic amoeba for the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. And our focus is to try to find drugs that act quickly, because as you know, Naegleria fowleri is a very acute fulminant infection that is unfortunately not diagnosed until either very late or sometimes postmortem. So what we've done is to basically change our approach to drug discovery to really focus on things that act quickly to kill the amoeba, so because we think that's going to be the best hope for somebody who gets the disease. So it's taken us in different directions, all different kinds of drug discovery, from identifying new natural products to the newest thing is structure-based drug design, where we actually got a team of investigators from 6 different universities around the U.S. working together to do structure-based drug design for the amoeba. So since we last talked a few years ago, it's really expanded from just my lab who's doing this into a whole series of labs who can work together and maybe make a significant impact.
You got anything that's getting close?
Well, we like to think we're getting close. We have we published last year a drug called posaconazole, which we found in some of our screens, and it acts quicker about killing the amoeba than anything else we've tried. And in the animal models of infection, it works better than pretty much anything else alone. It works about as well as azithromycin alone, and even better in the animal models in miltefosine. So we actually suggesting that could be part of the combination of therapy now. Because what we found was that fluconazole, which has been recommended for use for many years, wasn't really active at all against the amoeba, either in the laboratory dish or in an animal model. So, you know, a lot of these drugs were just empirically chosen a number of years ago because they might get into the brain and they had antifungal or other antimicrobial right. properties. And our data suggests that fluconazole was not really being very helpful, so posaconazole might take its place and actually be more useful.
Concerning the parasite itself, is there any unique characteristics about it that makes drug discovery challenging?
There are many unique aspects. Yeah. We don't know enough about the biology of this parasite. Yeah. So few people work on it. I'm going to talk about this later today in the session, but if you look at the research going on right now, there are only 49 publications in the last year that include the word Naegleria in them. And many of those are reviews, so there's just not enough research going on to actually make a big difference. You compare that to over 200,000 for other major infectious sure. or cancer diseases, things like that. So we're way behind on just basic knowledge. We don't actually have a really good, for most organisms now, infectious diseases, you have the full genome sequence, you have the tools to be able to go in and surgically test, is this the right target? We don't have those tools. We're trying to develop them now as part of our team that we're doing. So we are fighting against not having all the basic information we need to really be effective, but we're not letting this slow us down. We're going to do the best we can. And many times what we're doing is the tried and true method of just, you put the amoeba in a dish with a drug and you find out if it kills it. Doesn't matter how it does it. If we can find that and turn it into something that's either already an approved drug or something that we could get to the clinic quickly, that's been our approach.
Do you find that some of these drugs that you're working on also work on the other free-living amoeba, the acanth amoebas and the balanothias?
That was our hope, that yeah. we would be able to find one magic drug that would work against all three. Unfortunately, it looks like each one of these amoeba are very different. So some of the best drugs against Naegleria that we have are not very effective against Balanothea at all. Some of the ones that are really effective against Balanothea have almost no efficacy against the acanth amoeba. So there's, you know, you would hope that they would be close enough. Mm-hmm. So we think about these all as amoeba. And they're all small, free-living amoeba, but they are very different biologically in a way that may make it hard for us to come up with one magic bullet drug.
The reason I was asking is I understand that miltefacin appears to work on Balamuthia, and at least I've read that.
That's what people are using it. I'm not suggesting not to use that drug, but when we put that drug on the amoeba in the tissue culture, it doesn't do very much. And we put it into the animal models of disease, and it does better than you would expect from the tissue culture data, but not nearly enough. So we don't really understand how miltefacin is working in the biological sense that might help us either enhance the efficacy of miltefacin or find other drugs. So there's so many mysteries about drug discovery for amoeba. We're just trying to get to the next combination partner drug that we can use to hopefully save kids' lives.
Well, let me go ahead and close out with this. Other than the free-living amoeba, what else is the Kyle Lab working on?
Well, one of our major focus for years has been malaria, which is always considered the most important parasitic disease of people. We have almost 500,000 people die every year of the disease, and drug resistance is a major problem. So the focus of our lab is to discover drugs and to understand the mechanisms of resistance to malaria. In fact, the way I'm back into amoebas, I did my PhD years ago in the amoeba. Mm-hmm. And then I spent a career developing the skills to do drug discovery for malaria. And I just got frustrated. I looked at the literature, and nothing like what we can do for malaria and other infectious diseases was really being done for the amoeba. So we just used the same approaches and the same tools and started back, and we've developed a group, and now we've developed a network. So it's actually really exciting. This is I'm probably about as excited as I've been in a long time about what we might be able to do. But you know how research is. Mm-hmm. We put in the effort doesn't mean the result's going to happen with a new drug tomorrow or next year or 5 years from now, but I think at least we're doing the best approach we can with the people and the resources we have to try to make an impact.
Great. Dr. Dennis Kyle, thank you, sir. Yeah. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Nice to meet you.